The Mystery of the River.
In a countryside, not very far, live Murphy the horse, Poppy the cow, and Winky the little pig.
They love their farm, but they think something is wrong with the river next to it.
One day, they decide to leave the farm. They want to know why the river by their farm is so dirty.
When Farmer William sees them walking away, he starts shouting,
"Where are you going? Come back!"
He shouts, but because they're so excited to go on that adventure, they can't hear him. So Farmer William decides to go after them.
Winky the pig gets close to the bank of the river. He slips and falls into the water. The other animals cry for help and the boy comes running.
The boy follows the sound and finds the animals. They are worried about Winky. The boy jumps into the river and helps him coming out of the water.
"Thank you, Oink. Thank you,"
cries Winky. The boy is surprised that he can understand the pig.
Winky is happy because he isn't hurt, but he is feeling sick. He swallowed some dirty water. Then he says,
"This water tastes like soap." The boy, who is feeling dizzy with the animal's talk, shouts, "Wait, I can hear you. This is amazing."
Poppy looks at the boy and says, "I guess you can. What's your name?"
"I'm Peter,"
says the boy.
"Peter, I am Murphy. This is Poppy and this is Winky. We need your help. This river is polluted and we want to know why. Come with us."
They start walking and get to the waste pipe that is draining to the river.
Meanwhile, the farmer, who can see them from far away, joins them.
"Hey, why are you taking my animals?"
"No answer,"
says Peter.
"They are just showing me what is polluting the river."
"Oh no, they found out my secret."
"Thanks, William. The river is filled with rubbish, food pills, plastic, cardboard, glass bottles, cans and tins. The farmer has polluted the river for a long time."
Suddenly, big black bubbles are being formed in the river. They grow so big that they come out and get close to the animals and the boy.
They don't see the bubbles coming, and when they look, they are all caught in them. Everyone is inside the black bubble except the farmer.
"Oh no,"
says the farmer.
"Save my animals, help!"
Nobody around can hear him, and he is desperate.
The farmer runs to his cottage, gets a knife and goes back to blow the bubble. The animals and the boy are free.
"Oh, you're safe, I'm so glad."
"You should stop, we know what you are doing,"
shouts Winky.
"Yes, this is terrible, the water from the river smells awful,"
adds Poppy.
"I can see that your animals are really angry, sir,"
says Peter.
"I didn't think that the water could be that bad for the water."
"It is. We can't drink that water."
"Excuse me, sir. Everything is dying around here,"
says Peter. They all look around and all they can see is a sad landscape. The carrots, potatoes, cabbages and lettuce are not as green as they were before. They are dying.
"You should stop throwing all the packaged plastic and paper into the river. You should separate the trash and recycle,"
explains Peter.
"I don't have time for that."
"Yes, you do, and we can help you!"